Parkinson's disease affects about 1 million Americans each year, according to the Parkinson's Foundation. It's an insidious disease that robs people of their cognitive capabilities and physical mobility gradually over time. To help learn more about how people live with Parkinson's are my two guests. Dr. Kathleen Blake is a former cardiologist. She was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2017 and has become an active volunteer in the Parkinson's community. During her 25 years in practice, she was voted Albuquerque's top cardiologist by her peers. Now she serves as vice chair of the Parkinson's Advisory Council at the Parkinson's Foundation. Welcome, Dr. Blake.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I'm not sure what happened, but thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Also joining the exchange is John Lair. He's president and CEO of the Parkinson's Foundation. John guides the overall strategy, mission, programs, and resources of the foundation that make life better for people with Parkinson's. Welcome, John.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Dr. Blake, let's start with you. What symptoms did you experience that led to the diagnosis that you had Parkinson's?
So first and foremost, I would say don't count on your cardiologist to diagnose your Parkinson's disease. I did not realize that the aching in my left arm and shoulder, and then later a slight tremor in my left hand, could be due to Parkinson's disease. And I was lucky. A very astute, newly minted physical therapist to whom I was going for the shoulder pain. I mentioned the tremor. She was the one who sent me to a neurologist and then a movement disorder specialist. So that's how I found out.
How did you feel when you were first diagnosed?
Well, the first thing I said to the movement disorder specialist, who was the one who said those words, "You have Parkinson's disease," I said, "How sure are you?" Because the scientist in me wanted to get a sense. Was she 50-50 or was it 90% sure? She was more than 90% sure. And as I read more and learned more, very quickly I realized she was right and I had Parkinson's.
Oh, my word. Well, what were some of the symptoms?
Well, so it was really this left arm and shoulder. And so I think like many people, as you get older, you expect, oh, I might have some arthritis or it might be due to aging. But it wasn't either of those things. And so those were my main symptoms. And then over time, I would say you don't have the same amount of energy. But again, that could be from aging. So it's the constellation. It's the whole body picture that starts to tip people off that they might have Parkinson's.
Do we know what causes Parkinson's?
So we don't. We know that there are some factors. The most important factor is getting older. So it is largely, though not exclusively, a condition of people above the age of 60. If you develop it before age 50, that's considered young onset Parkinson's. We know there are some genetic patterns or profiles that increase a person's propensity to Parkinson's. And we also know that there are some environmental factors that may be contributors.
So, John, talk about the work of the foundation to help people with Parkinson's and the families who care for them.
Yeah, so the foundation is really focused on three main areas. One is education, helping to educate people who are concerned or living with a diagnosis of Parkinson's and their care partners. Also helping to train healthcare professionals who may not have gotten a lot of exposure to Parkinson's in their training. We also support a very large care mission. We have a global care network where we support and recognize centers of excellence at 64 centers around the country and in the world, in fact. And those are mostly at leading academic medical centers where we help to subsidize the care of people with Parkinson's. But we also are really focused on improving the quality of care and raising the standard of care so that everybody, no matter where you live, gets a certain standard of care, and then we want to raise that as we go forward. And then the other part of our mission is research. So there's a lot of there are a lot of unknowns with Parkinson's, including its causes and basic biology. So we invest a lot in young investigators who are trying to understand Parkinson's at the basic cellular molecular level. We are also leading one of the world's largest genetic studies to try to identify the role that genetics plays in Parkinson's. And then lastly, because there aren't a lot of new and improved therapies for Parkinson's, we are collaborating with Parkinson's UK in Great Britain to develop and discover new therapies that are both trying to ameliorate the symptoms of the disease, but also to modify the disease. And with the hope that we can have a new generation of drugs that helps people live better, higher quality, better health care, with better, higher quality life.
My guests are Dr. Kathleen Blake and John Lehr. Dr. Blake was diagnosed with Parkinson's after 25 years of practice as a cardiologist. She's now on the advisory council at the Parkinson's Foundation. John Lehr is president and CEO. So, John, how long do people typically live with Parkinson's, and how do you know that they have Parkinson's?
Yeah, so I'll take the second part of the question. So, Parkinson's, there's no easy test for Parkinson's. It's really diagnosed through clinician expertise at a clinician visit. There are some clear telltale signs like resting tremor, some trouble with movement. There are other issues that can affect the body that lead a physician to a diagnosis of Parkinson's. If people respond to the main therapy, L-DOPA, which is a dopamine replacement therapy, that's a pretty good indication that the person has Parkinson's disease. But then there are a lot of other Parkinsonisms that look like Parkinson's, but maybe have a slightly different course of disease. I'm forgetting the first part of your question.
How long do people live with that?
Oh, yeah. How long do people live? It really varies. So take Michael J. Fox, who everybody knows. He was diagnosed in his 20s, and, he's at about 60 now. So he's lived for decades. Some people can live for a very long period of time, depending on the onset of their symptoms. As Kathy mentioned at the top of the call, aging is the number one risk factor. So if somebody is diagnosed later in life, they may live a full life with Parkinson's, but they may not live that long because they may be diagnosed in their 80s or 90s, right? So it's very difficult to say how many years people will live. But the thing to know is no matter what, if you have a diagnosis of Parkinson's, you can live a good, high-quality life. It just really takes being adherent to your medical regimen and exercising and living as well as possible. So there's no easy answer to that question, but you can definitely have an impact and effect on it.
So, Dr. Blake, you were a cardiologist for 25 years, and what advice do you give to other people who are experiencing Parkinson's?
It's several fold. First and foremost, if you think you might or are fairly sure you have Parkinson's, get that diagnosis confirmed, because then you can get on proven, and that means evidence-based, scientifically rigorous studies, therapies to slow the progression of the disease. The second is that there is an enormous amount of information out there. Some of it is excellent, like that. It's been fully vetted at the foundation website. But others, I would say we need to be a bit more skeptical if it hasn't gone or been vetted by an organization like the foundation. So get the information you need when you need it. Do not feel like you have to consume all of it, because as John mentioned, it could be that this will be a condition you'll have for decades. So far and away, for most of us, there is time to learn, and not just for ourselves, but also our care partners and our families.
Well, Dr. Blake, if we don't know what causes Parkinson's, how can we avoid it?
Oh, well, don't get older, but that doesn't work, and I think that's not what we want. Prevention is tricky. because we don't know everything that we want to know yet about what causes the disease. So in the absence of that, knowing your genetic profile, and that's there's a large study that's being conducted by the foundation that is geared towards testing people who have Parkinson's to be able to see if they have one of those genetic factors. Over time, that may help us predict whether their family members will have it, but I would be the first to say that even if you have a gene that is associated with Parkinson's, that does not mean that your family members will also develop Parkinson's. So be reassured by that. And then there are some particular groups of people and particular locations where there are environmental factors that have contributed to developing Parkinson's disease.
Well, John, is there any demographic data on Parkinson's population that we can use?
So, as we said earlier, it definitely affects people who are older. If you're looking at demographics, it definitely skews toward people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. Our genetic study, one of the key components of our genetic study is to be as rich in terms of genetic diversity as we possibly can. So we know that through prior studies that people of Ashkenazi Jewish background have a higher prevalence of Parkinson's. We also see in the data that people of Sub-Saharan background have a lower prevalence of the data. Now, there's a lot more research that needs to be done because there can be overdiagnosis or underdiagnosis. So our genetics study, which is really becoming global, we started here in the United States. We're expanding throughout the Western Hemisphere. We've got some outposts in Asia, but we're really looking at Africa and other places in Asia. We want as much diversity in our genetic studies as possible, because then with big data amassed from all over the world, we can start to see patterns. And this is all, this is blood data, right? So we're collecting whole genome data. And I think that's going to be a boon to helping to understand just the distribution and the prevalence of Parkinson's across populations.
Well, that's all the time we have, but thank you both for your important work.
Thank you very much for having us.
My guests were Dr. Kathleen Blake and John Lehr. Dr. Blake was diagnosed with Parkinson's after 25 years of practice as a cardiologist. She's now on the advisory council at the Parkinson's Foundation. John Lehr is president and CEO of the Parkinson's Foundation.